As the year draws to a close, we thought we'd take another listen to one of our favorite music moments from the program. This past June, I had the pleasure of talking to a charming hip-hop artist. Hi.
Hey.
I'm Linda Wertheimer.
Hi, Linda Wertheimer.
How are you?
I'm well. My name's Chaz. Pleasure to meet you.
That's Chaz Van Queen, but I wasn't sure what to call him. We call you Chaz, although your name is now Chazmir.
My name is Chazmir. I didn't know how formal or informal this meeting was.
I think it's informal.
Oh, well, informally, I'm Chaz.
Okay, that's great. Chaz explained why he adopted the name Chazmir for his new album.
It felt direct, it felt strong, it felt confident, but it also was smooth at times. And that's like the material Cashmere. You know, Cashmere is very durable and strong.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, it's very durable and strong, but it's also smooth to touch and feels nice on the skin.
This song is called Everybody High. Let's listen.
I used to skateboard in the project hallway. Kick flip where they flip bricks all day. Short enough to jump. We smoke while they parlay. They say we can't spark in the big park. Yeah, okay.
You get a little of your past in those lyrics at the top?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That is the meeting place of my existence right there. I used to skateboard in the project hallway. That's it, in one line.
We're talking the Bronx, right?
We are definitely talking the Bronx. I love you, Bronx.
So what was it like for you growing up there?
It was the meeting point, this juxtaposition of just things that would be considered normal things, living in one of the poorest congressional districts in the country. Violence and drugs and things like that, emotional violence, just all sorts of different things, isolation, just different things like that. But we did things to keep our minds out of the pollution, you know what I mean, the mental pollution that was in part growing up in the Bronx. Very beautiful things about it as well, but that's what we did. We skateboard, we made music, we lived what was considered to be an alternative lifestyle, but it wasn't alternative to us, it was us.
Still, she like, where you get these from? Holla at my cheese on Rivington. Then shake your bum to the rhythm. You need a style, homie, here's one. Hey, buddy.
You've now taken on something beyond performing, right? In addition, you teach workshops with an organization called Building Beats.
Yes, Building
What's
Beats.
What's that about?
Well, I came into contact with Building Beats through a friend who was doing some managerial work for me around the time of my second album coming out. And Building Beats enables youth by teaching them music production. Helps them with, you know, life skills and social skills and things like that. And it's been really fruitful. I feel like I've learned more, if not as much, as I've taught.
Gotta be on 10 like all the time. Like all the time. The drop of a dime. Never on nine.
This is a kind of music that sort of changes direction quickly. It's young people's music. Do you think your students think you're old?
Not at all. At first, when I was teaching, I wasn't sharing the music with the students. I felt like I didn't want to impose, you know what I mean? So I didn't really present my music to them. But students, you know, they do their homework, the types of homework that they want, and they found some of my stuff. Different sites I was teaching at would find stuff. They'd be like, this you? And they'd be like, why didn't you show me this? You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't think so. I think they feel like I'm more of a peer, especially when we actually are doing music, you know?
There's one song on this album that has a very different sound from the others. It's lean. It's sort of lyrically spare, but there's still a lot going on. It's called, well, I'm not sure I'll pronounce this right. I won't tell nobody.
Bay. Yes, I won't tell nobody. Bay. So let's see if we can get bay in your vocabulary. Do you have a bay?
B. A baby.
Bay.
What
well,
is
yeah,
a bae?
Kinda. A bae is your very, very significant other of the moment. It can be for a lot of moments, but of the moment.
Well, I've got one that has been around for almost 50 years.
Okay. Well, special shout out to your bae.
Okay.
And the point of I Won't Tell Nobody Bae is basically just about the secrets that you build in any sort of relationship, you know, and keeping those. I produced that and put that together. And I didn't feel the need to add words. I like people forming their own dialogue. Not every song I want to take you everywhere. Sometimes I just want to open up a little bit and, you know, you navigate for yourself, you know.
Jazmir, his new album is out now. We appreciate your coming in and talking to us.
Yes, I appreciate you having me.